Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that ye are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, ye are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. The Bible souls declare, let us give thanks unto God. It is a good thing to give praises unto God and sing praises unto his name. We thank God certainly for God all by himself, for he is worthy and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all the praise. We thank God, amen, for allowing us to be here one more time here down at WCNO, the radio station here in Palm City, Florida. We thank God, amen, for allowing us one more time to call upon his name. We thank God for the man of God, Pastor David Francure, get on the front line in biblical response. We thank God for the man of God, the Bible souls declare, therefore, have an opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them of the household of faith. So, my brother in the faith in the Lord Jesus, glory to God. And you're my brother and you're my sister out there in the faith. We are all children of God. The Bible souls declare that being children of God, then we're heirs of God, and being joint heirs with Christ Jesus, glory to God. And that is so as far as encouraging to know that we're in Jesus Christ and we're all yoke fellow brethren together and uplifting one another and loving one another. So we say good morning, and good morning to you, our radio listening audience. And we love you this morning. We love you with the love of Christ right now. And we greet you in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Wow, if you're not have accepted him today, today is a awesome day to accept him. We understand that today is the 4th of July, July the 4th, better known as Independence Day. Yes, yes, well, the United States was adopted over 250 years ago in this great country, the home of the brave, the land of the free, and to the liberty of all. We just thank God for all the men and the women that came before us and kind of laid the pattern, if you would, that God used them in finding this great nation. But you know what? It was all the handprint of God, how God orchestrated. See, nothing is done, amen, that is done unless God put his stamp of approval on it. Glory to God. All things was made by him and for him. And without him, there was not anything made. Praise the Lord. According to the Bible. And I just love how God just be able to put the words. And the word of God is inspirational to us. The Bible souls declare 2 Timothy, that third chapter, verse 16, 17, all scriptures is giving for profitable and doctrine, inspiring word of the living God. And it's for us to abide by and let the word of the Lord dwell richly in our heart. You're now listening to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. And we are glad today for being on the winning side. We're glad because God have enabled us and counted us faithful, putting us into the ministry to go out and preach the good news and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and looking for that blessed hope, looking for the day of the redemption, and the day of redemption when the Lord hath called us, and he hath not called you, my friend, by any old name, but he hath called you by your name because you're somebody in the Lord, and you don't have to take a back seat. You don't have to lay down, but you can stand up firm, and you can stand therefore, and having therefore you done all to stand, keep on standing, because God is going to stand with you. Glory to God. I come to encourage somebody, you're not alone. God is with you. He said, I be with you whithersoever that thou goest. You got to believe that. You got to believe that. You got to believe that God is walking with you in your trials, in your circumstances, in whatever you're going through, that you can get strength. Even when you're weak, God is strong in your life, but you got to tap into him. You got to know who he is now in the time that we're living in now. You got to gird up your lines with the truth. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time for your presence. We thank you, O God, for your love, kindness. Thank you for your multitudes of your tender mercies. O Lord, we thank you, O God, for being the strong tower now, O God. We thank you, O God, eternal and everlasting Father. Oh, Lord, we come to realize in the understanding that we come boldly before the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy, oh, God, for who you are in our life. And, Lord God, we know, oh, God, that you're not short concerning your promises, oh, God, and your hand is not shortened that you cannot save, and neither of your ear heavy that you cannot hear. So right now, God, we go forth now in your name, oh, Lord. Touch somebody out there that's listening right now, oh God, knowing that you're God, that you would change circumstances right now, oh God, by your word and by your power, oh Lord. Speak the word of life in Jesus' name. Let us say amen. Let us say amen. Let us say amen. Certainly, we thank God for life in general, and we want to come to you now and believing and touching and agreeing on anything on this earth and what God is going to bring into light. The rhetorical question would be is, he is the way, the truth, and the life. The word rhetorical means simply, if I ask you a question, there's no need for a response. There's no need for you to answer back or come back with a question. The statement and the fact of the matter is that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The way of the Lord is right, and all his works is done in holiness. And the being the perfect man and marking the perfect man and being a disciple or being in the family or being adopted child of a whereby we cry, Abba, Father, we get into in a explicitly way of a detailed manner that we can know who God is for ourself. And when I begin to bring, when the Lord began to give me something to share with the audience on this morning, I begin to inquire of the Lord, because a lot of times when you're busy, you be busy throughout the course of the day. And you know, how many know that we have to work for a living too, as well? You know, a man should not eat if he don't work. Man shall work by the sweat of his own eyebrows. You got to go out and get it. Ain't nothing gonna come to you. So you got to go get it. Glory to God. So being in the clutter at times, and you know, you have to get into your quiet place where you can allow the Lord to minister to you. You know, the Bible souls declare, be still. Be still. And know that I am God. And I'm convinced this morning that there's so much distractions, so many things that's trying to hinder us, hold you down, bind you up, but release the spirit of reverberate, which is a echo settlement to echo the words that Jesus spoke in St. John, that sixth chapter, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth very little or nothing at all. That's what Jesus began to tell his disciples, where the words was, for this cause that you will, somebody, he already know who it was, will betray me. But it is the spirit that is going to keep you connected to me when you're going through your times of perilous times, and when you're going through times of dilemmas and times of uncertainties and things that you know not of. See, the word of the Lord is where who have known the mind of God. In the book of Isaiah, when the 55th chapter, when he began to speak, where as far as the heavens is from the earth, so is my ways from your ways, and my thoughts is from your thoughts. So it could not even comprehend to think how the infinite wisdom of God, how God thinks and God orchestrate things, and how God put folks in your life, and how God will speak to you and to have you walk in the newness of life, and to have you walk circumspectly and knowing who he is and understanding what's the meaning and what is the hope of your calling. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have access through God because of the faith that we believe in. We faith without works is dead. It has to be some type of action to persuade us to walk through it. If you begin to sit in a chair, you have faith, or you have belief rather, that that chair is going to hold your body weight. It's the belief of it. If I sit down, I'm sitting in a chair now. So I had belief that I was going to, that chair was going to hold me before I even sat in it. But as I sat in the chair, I have to sit in the chair to bring forth faith. And now I know that the chair is going to hold me concisively. The same thing in one's life. When you're going through things in your life and you know who God is in your life somewhat, but you have not all wholeheartedly turned it over to him. You see, because a lot of times when we go through things in our life and we're facing turmoil and we're facing things that we're have not seen as of yet, but you're looking at something through the blind faith somewhat, and it's what it is blind faith, because we believe that Jesus died and he rose again, so that's our faith. So this is our hope. Our faith is in Christ Jesus. The Bible so declares, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, for whom you have not seen, yet ye believe. But you have seen him not, but you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So you have faith that your car is going to take you from destination to destination, and your engine is running properly. So when a child of God gets into the Lord, and when you're properly tuned up in him, and you're firing on all cylinders of God, and so therefore you get in your automobile and it takes you from here to New York because you already made the necessary adjustments to get where you got to go in your destination. The same thing with the Lord, where God want to take up residence in your life. God want to enlarge your territory. He wants to be the center of your joy. And this is why sometimes when we're going through our times of when we allow the flesh to back us up and to slow us down and to really hinder us from the blessings of God. Now, when you begin to look into the word of the Lord, and Romans, that 8th chapter, verse 10. If you be in Christ, any man have not the Spirit of Christ is not none of his. For the Spirit is life. But the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of a righteousness. And this is what we are going at, is to rely and to understand in the belief of the belief system of God. And there's a lot of folk today where there's a form of a godliness. And this is religious folks, when in the gospel, when the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they was of the law, the Mosaic law. And they always tested Jesus. Jesus said, "Oh, you hypocrite. You can discern the sky of the clouds of the sky is going to be fair weather today. But you don't know the times of the Son of Man, or the timing of his son, of the Son of Man, when he will come." And there's too many times where we get too ritual and too routine basis and not rely on God to reveal and lay out the whole picture that is before us. Because many would say that, "Lord, did we prophesy in your name? We cast out demons in your name. And doing work in your name." But he would say, "Depart from me, because I never knew you. You done it in your own selfish reason." But not totally relinquishing, wholeheartedly coming unto God. See, to be in him, you got to have a heart of you will be selfish. You got to be selfish, because Jesus wasn't selfish. The Bible says, having done in Colossians 3:17, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Christ Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by him." To be worthy of all acceptation, to come and to realize and to understand that without him, there's no life. But to know him is internal life. Glory to God. And the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 9, the Bible says, "But now after that you have known God, rather than known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereon ye desire again to be in bondage?" This is one of my favorite passages in the Bible, this verse right here. It really scraped me and detoured me in the right direction and going in the right direction when I was going the wrong way. And I read this verse, and it just spoke to me. God just spoke to me through this verse. But now, after you have known God rather than known of God, how ye turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage. Meaning that the world have nothing to offer you. That you're weak, you're anything that comes your way, that you abide on it. You accept on it. Because it is the spirit that quicken it. It's the spirit that connects it to God. He said, you must worship me in spirit and in truth. So when the spirit quickeneth, the spirit elevates me to go to another higher level in God. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace, because the carnal minded is enemy against God. It cannot even please God. It's not even subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. So you have to get yourself in a solitude place where the spirit will rise up against you when you're going through occasions. When you're going through something in your life, you got to understand that when you're weak, at that moment, then you're made strong in him. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. You know, it is God's will that all men be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth of him. And I preached a message one time when I said that I am not nervous. I am not terrified, because I know where my redemption lies. And this is the type of question what we need to be asking ourselves. Are we ready? You know, because time is going extremely fast. Literally. Time is of the essence. Time is of the manifold. To understand where the hope of the calling is right now. And I'm somewhat reminded when I kind of misplaced my passport, and I didn't know where it was at the time. And me and my wife was in Bahamas. And I said, where's my passport? Because if I didn't have my passport, this means that I can't get back to the States. This means that I'm going to have to stay over there in the Bahamas. So there was a point that came over me where I you know, wow, hold on a minute. Just pause for a minute. And, okay, passport, good now. So, but if I would have lost my passport, I won't get back over here to the States. So Jesus is your passport. He is your way out of the beggarly elements, where you don't have to desire to be in bondage, where you can just, why not know him, and where he can fulfill your desires, where he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Surely God is your salvation, the joy, peace, long-suffering. And there might be some, that's why the message that come forth, you have to always give an opportunity for someone who do not know Christ, that they may be have an acceptance of him. For this may be the appointed time for you now. There's somebody out there now strong in the Lord. You know. So the word of the Lord just come forth as affirmation and confirmation, just to enhance your spiritual growth. According to the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, that blessed God, when Paul said, which I have committed my trust in. And I'm telling you right now, belief versus faith. Belief is something that is a fact. It's a fact. But faith is the evidence or the proof of it. Faith is the belief in the unseen. I can't see it now, but I'm going to believe God. And this is why that so many people struggle today, because they want to see the things before they even grasp it. But when you are a child of God, and when you trust God, when you believe God, and when you trust in the Lord and lean not to thy own understanding, you're going to take God at his word. For his word is for everlasting. For his word will stand forever. And to all generations, glory to God. And as you believe him and trust in with all your heart, then God will show himself times and times again. So we cease to not to pray for you all the time. And we just thank God, amen, for being here. But the inerrant word of God, the unapologetic word of God, the spirit of conviction will enlighten you, take you through the path where God had intended for you to go. Jesus said, these words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It's the awakening. It's the spirit of God. You know, a lot of times folk, they try things. They try all types of things. Just like today. Today is the 4th of July. People are going to be celebrating, backyard barbecue, all that, parades, everything. You know, but you take a moment to give God the praises, you know, to be safe out there. You know, so we definitely want to always remembrance of that. We thank God for you this morning, for having your listening ears on this morning. We want you to be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we know and realize that God is a good God. We trust and understand that God is still on the throne. And the only way you can have faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, according to Romans 10 and 17. We thank him because he's loved us first. That's why we love God. And who else going to love you and get a life for you more than the Savior himself, Jesus Christ? That's why I wanted to ask you, there's a rhetorical question. There's no need for an answer. Jesus already didn't testify. He didn't went to Calvary and everything for the people. His people, glory to God. And he's a God that he shall not lie. Glory to God. His name in Hebrew is Yahshua, which means salvation, which means great Savior, which means the anointed one. And that same anointed, that same Jesus, glory to God, that God raised from the dead with power. And we got up with all power in his hand. And he's so powerful, it triggered unto all the people, all the children that now claiming the name of Christ. And the Bible said, he that named the name of Christ, let him part from it. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Thank the Lord for you tuning in, and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.